Chapter 4, Self Qualities, The You That's Not a Part. I sit in a translucent golden bubble. I am safe. I am present. I am open. I not only hear their words, but I feel them. I am leading an IFS training where some participants expected an affinity space for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color, attendees, while others anticipated an affinity space for Black folks only. However, the training is designed to include predominantly people who identify as Black, followed by a smaller number of people who identify as BIPOC, and then a lesser number of participants who identify as white. Because most of the attendees did not expect the training to include white people, their parts feel unsafe, disappointed, fearful, angry, defensive, and harmed. IFS training sessions are designed to use the model to address any conflict or difficulties that arise in the training. Therefore, processing time is built into the design of the training. However, this training required more processing than any other that I have led because so many people were activated so intensely. Every day of the training required some amount of processing related to the racial and ethnic makeup of the training cohort. As the lead trainer and most visible, I was the target of the participants' anger, rage, and blame. I realize from this experience there are situations that no amount of training and mentoring can prepare you for. What did prepare me to remain in my seat without my parts taking over was my commitment to my own IFS therapy that I had been doing for 5 years before this training. In the most heated exchange and processing, I heard the following accusations from participants. Leadership tricked us. We were led to believe this was going to be a safe place. I don't feel safe. I didn't expect to see white people in a training for BIPOC folks. Leadership has heard our complaints and hasn't done anything to fix the problem. It doesn't seem like leadership cares. We are being harmed in this training, and leadership isn't doing anything about it. Over and over, I heard, I don't feel safe. I'm being harmed. Leadership doesn't care enough to do anything to take care of me, and my needs are not important. Prior to learning about my system of parts and being in relationship with them, I would have become defensive and frustrated, justifying why things were the way that they were, and attempting to explain my way out of a difficult situation. Instead, my parts did not take over. They trusted me. As I sat in my golden bubble, I envisioned each blaming statement as a fiery arrow, leaving the hand of the one talking being shot toward me. As each flaming arrow got closer, it transformed into the pain under their words of blame and finger pointing. I saw the depth of their hurt, disappointment, fear, lack of safety, and unworthiness of their needs being met. I did not experience their words as personal attacks as I would have in my past. I experienced their words as requests for what they needed, and I met them with compassion, calm, and curiosity. I genuinely wanted to understand what the participants were feeling and experiencing. I also wanted to help ease their pain. Therefore, I did not only listen, but I also encouraged them to tell me more. I didn't shy away from the conversation I would have found quite difficult in the past. I delved deeper to understand more fully. I didn't only listen with compassion and curiosity, I extended my self-energy toward them. I let them experience that I could hold whatever the truth of their feelings was. To help them to trust me more, I took complete responsibility for what had happened, for the lack of clarity about the racial composition of the training. I expressed my understanding of how shocking and disappointing this must be for them. I assumed nothing. I asked them to share with me the injuries they experienced and what they needed from me as a repair. I persisted in my commitment to help them feel seen, heard, and understood by me. This experience taught me that self-energy can hold big emotions. It can hold the pain of others. It can be the connection between the expression of hurt and the relief of that hurt with understanding. I learned that I am not harmed by the expression of someone else's pain, even when that expression is directed at me. I also had an awareness that I was not efforting or searching for the right words to say. I wasn't trying to placate, people please, or caretake the participants. Accessing my self qualities allowed me to be with what was present in the room with the confidence of a compassionate listener, connecting with the pain of those sharing. I remained curious to know their experiences as fully as they were willing to share. I had the courage to ask for clarity to deepen my understanding, and keeping a calm head made space for creative offerings to improve the situation. Through the entire process, the confidence of self maintained that I could handle their concerns, repair the unintended impact, and not be diminished by their upset.